Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
So we're going to keep things rolling on tonight's show. Let's get into some contracts, man. Contract disputes have dominated many headlines in the NFL this offseason, with several notable teams still failing to reach long-term extension with their star players. Which team among these three? You have the Cowboys, Micah Parsons. Well, actually, it's not three anymore. You have two. You have the Micah Parsons with the Cowboys, Terry McLaurin with the Commanders. You know, are setting itself up for failure as it heads into the 2025-26 NFL season. 12 Kyle, shout out to the OG. He put in the Dead End Sports chat that things are being resolved with trade interest. Nick, is that correct?
There's no contract that's been leaked yet, but usually what happens when a player comes out of holdout is that they're coming out for, you know, they're coming back for a reason. They ain't, you know, there was already pictures of him going to Florida to hold out because of the contract disputes. But if he's coming back and ending that early, that must mean that they got the money right. And if, and this is a big if, so I ain't been drinking tonight, not yet. If he does get signed, I'm gonna say this right now, Shelton. Bengals got the best offseason in the NFL if they re-sign Trey Harrison. You can't tell me a better offseason by the time camp rolls around, right in time, that the Bengals don't got the best offseason based off the moves that they made.
The Bengals haven't outdone the Steelers. What is you talking about?
What do you mean?
They made no addition.
I'm saying if we're going just based off of names alone and star power alone, that's what I'm just saying.
Why are you adding caveat, bro?
If we're going off the facts,
who did they add though?
They added a talented rookie. They re-signed all the people, if he got redrafted or not, that's the same rookie. Listen,
they re-signed the team that didn't make the playoffs, and you said Shamar wasn't no good yourself.
Hey, look, Shelton, I said a lot of things. That's old news right now. I got new information. He a Bengal now. Wait, before that, he was a nigga from Texas A&M. Now he's not. Wish you wear them stripes, nigga. It come with a cost. I saw them warm-ups.
He look like
my
me.
My thing is this. No, you don't. Trust me. My thing is this, bro. We signed the best wide receiver that was on the market, we re-signed. A top 20 wide receiver that was on the market, we re-signed. We pending on re-signing the best edge rusher of the last
you
2 years.
You re-signed the same team that didn't make the playoffs.
And they drafted he's a project, maybe one of the most talented edge rushers that coming out the draft.
Now he's one of the most talented.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, the same team that made the playoffs last year.
Fuck is happening right now?
And it was, hey Shelton, I love that you keep bringing it up because it was a legit miracle. God wanted who won the Super Bowl last year? Yeah, God wanted the Philadelphia Eagles to win because the fact that the Bengals didn't make it was a miracle.
That was it.
all those games and the scenario that played out to get them kicked out of the playoffs was all goofy, bro. If the Chiefs played that game like for real, they would have won.
Who's going to hit Nick with the reality smack? Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Or Jalen or whoever muted him. Because bro, you need to take the red pill, bro. You need to take the red pill, bro.
Yeah.
Because like, what the hell is you talking about? Look, I said that I do like the fact that they signed Ja'Marr Chase. I do like the fact that they gave T. Higgins a fucked up ass contract, but it is what it is. He signed it, and he's there.
If he signed it, it ain't fucked up.
Okay. It's fucked up, nigga.
Respect the muter, nigga. Stay on mute.
It's fucked up. They didn't get Trey Hendrickson's contract right. They reached for another defensive end, and they didn't do anything else on that defense that we know was the root cause of them not being able to go to the playoffs. You're talking about a Super Bowl. They needed to get to the playoffs first, Nick. Mm. They, You know how many 30-point games them boys gave up? Look, at the end of the day, I like what the Bengals have done because they satisfied the quarterback. And the quarterback is a top five in the league. So if he's happy, you have a good team. Is it a great team? Is it a Super Bowl team? I don't know, because that other side of the ball is sparse. You know what I'm saying? But there's other teams like the Steelers. Now, I'm not saying that the Steelers are going to be better than the Bengals, because Joe Burrow is definitely better than this version of Aaron Rodgers. But you look at what they were able to do a season removed from, you know, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Like, they had a question at quarterback. They obviously don't this season, even though maybe for 1 year, maybe 2 years, how the GM is talking. But then, even though Minka and Jalen was – we talked about that. It's a little weird. But you look at the other additions. Oh, they got the cornerback. I know he's older, but they got a cornerback from the Eagles. Slay. I can't. Yeah, Darius Slay. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Ramsey still got gas in the tank. And they're talking about potentially him playing safety. You know what I'm saying? But he could be a rover. He could be like Tyrann Mathieu for that defense, right? Like, we've seen him play all over the field. He's still a playmaker in this league. You know what I'm saying? A bit too aggressive at times. But I like what the Steelers' additions have done. They went and got DK Metcalf, which is a true number one wide receiver. Does he run the full route tree? No. But they've done more, you know what I'm saying, than the Bengals, Nick.
You talking about a bunch of
fucks. DK Metcalf is not a who the fuck. What is you talking about?
Any thoughts on the other two teams that?
Well, hold on. I want to say one thing.
I'm gonna get to
you. FIFA just talked about DK Metcalf being a one trick pony. And talking about, so why would anyone not want a one trick pony?
I said he's the typical number. He has everything that you want that a number one wide receiver should be,
except route running.
He could route run. He just only got by maybe three.
Well, the team is in trouble.
Yeah. For me, I look at, you know, all, and all these guys are actually at camp. And Micah Parsons now, which is unfortunate for him.
McLaurin just showed up today, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Today was his first day.
But Micah Parsons, because he showed up, he cannot step away for longer than 5 days, or they put him on the retired list. He can't leave camp and hold out.
Retired?
Yes, because he showed up to camp and came to camp, he can't leave. You know, unlike some, like if he didn't show up at all, then this year would have rolled. But because he showed up now, if he leaves camp, he's on the retired list, which means Dallas retains his rights. So technically, he can't sit out. So he put himself in a pickle by showing up to camp, you know, being a team guy. But I still don't like the fact that Jerry been taking shots all this time at him. And I look at Micah like, I don't see him wanting to be there long term. Nothing's being worked out. And the fact that Jerry threw another dig at him saying, you know, they cheered louder for CD last year than they did for Micah this year. So maybe I did the right thing. You know, he making all these jokes and acting like it's nothing. I don't know if I would do that to my star player. But I think
you know why he can do that. He can do that to his star player because he's gonna pay him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pay him his money. Like, none of this shit gonna matter in 2 weeks when I make him the highest paid player that's not a quarterback in the NFL. So Micah can get mad all he wants to. And again, I'm not taking up for Jerry at all. I think it's a very dumb approach to like have this interaction with players in the media. But he probably had conversations with them too, because he trying to sell football. He like what's the circus dude name, that the real Barnstein, whatever, like he the famous circus that's what he is. That's all he's focused about. Micah Parsons is going to get his money. If I would worry anywhere, it would be a Washington fan. I don't know if McLaurin is gonna get his money. They just signed another wide receiver. And they're trying to count him as a number one wide receiver. He just showed up today, so he wouldn't get fined again on some Marshawn Lynch shit. If I was worried about anybody, it would be McLaurin getting signed and not getting traded if I was a Redskins fan. Me as a Cowboys fan, I know Parsons is going to get signed. As a Cowboys fan, I know Micah going to get his money. I know Jerry just talking shit. He pay people every year. the downside of that being a fan is he could pay him earlier and we could get more people to help right there with Mazi Smith at defensive tackle and not be able to then be a fucking floodgate to be open and hope Parsons can take care of that. But we don't do that. We sign our people late. We did it with CD. We did it with Dak. That's how it happens, but they always going to get their money. I'm not sure if the same thing is going to happen in Washington, though. That's what I would be worried if I were a Commanders fan.
Terry McLaurin is asking for crazy money. Who is the receiver that just got paid? Somebody with equal stats just got paid about 20-something million, and he's asking for north of 33. I can't remember who it is. I'm going to have to look it up.
Was it DK?
But I think it was DK. Somebody just got paid a salary that's equivalent to where Terry is. But he's asking for a lot of money.
Garrett Wilson? Was it Bryce? Was it Garrett Wilson?
No, it wasn't Garrett Wilson. But whoever, I'm going to find out who it was. But they're far apart.
While you find out the Redskins, they just signed Cortland Sutton. And he just got paid.
He signed with Denver, didn't he?
No, yeah. Cortland Sutton plays for the Redskins now.
No, he said he plays for Denver. Denver extended him.
Yeah, Denver
extended him. And it's the Commanders, nigga. Hey,
yeah, he's still with Denver.
Right wing Lou, boy, ready for football.
Yeah, the Broncos signed him to a $92 million extension. But okay. Sutton is it Sutton?
Either way, I'm with Lou on that. As far as like the Commanders definitely need to sign Scary Terry. He was the security blanket for Jaden Daniels. As you know what I'm saying, he's an Ohio State alum, so you know that's wide receiver you. So he finally had a quarterback that can get him the ball, and you see what he can do. He led the league in something, or he was top three in damn near all the categories of a wide receiver, because I had him on fantasy and he was a dog when he was in there. So I think they need to give him his money. It's just like pay up. It's the same thing like with Dallas, like Lou said, like they're gonna pay him. It's just that they got a goofy way of doing it. Mr. White Man gotta prove that he owned these niggas, so that's why he gotta do the whole dog and pony show. With the Commanders, though, they arguably are the only team the Eagles could fear on the NFC.
What?
Because like if you're because you know me, I was talking about if the Bengals defense gets like even mediocre, they probably going to the Super Bowl. Imagine if the Commanders got a good defense with Jaden Daniels and Debo and Scary Terry and the two decent running backs that they got.
The coach is an idiot.
Dan Quinn know how to get you to a Super Bowl, though.
The coach, he's an idiot.
He's proven that he can get you to a Super Bowl.
Nah. I ain't going to say it now. I'll wait till we do our predictions. But, yeah, that coach is an idiot. I don't have no belief in the Commanders.
Which one, Kingsbury or the head coach, Dan Quinn?
Kingsbury and Dan Quinn. Like, they don't have a coaching staff. They have generational talent at the quarterback, but they don't have the coaching staff to continue to compete with
the rest of the coaches. They just went to the NFC title game, bro. What are you talking about?
They have generational talent at quarterback. That's why they went to the NFC title game. It was the first year that NFL teams have seen.
They had a good scheme too,
bro.
They
will not be able to compete with the rest of the coaching staffs in the NFC East. I promise you that.
Who's better? Who's got a better coaching staff?
All three of them.
Outside of Philly and the NFC.
They're the worst coaching staff in the NFC East.
You're insane.
They're the worst coaching staff in the NFC.
You're insane, bro. So I'm a Giants. Dallas's
coaching staff is better.
Yeah, Dallas is last. Absolutely. Dallas is last. Then it's the Giants.
We're more talented than them. Then
is
like that's Dallas, what's going to come to play. We're more talented than the Redskins. I mean, excuse me.
He just can't help himself, boy.
We're more talented than the Commanders. Sirianni not a good coach, but Eagles got a good coaching staff.
Ken, what you think?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Spike. You on that Trump train too, bro?
Spike. I've been reading it so much lately, kid. Don't try to throw that on me.
Trump, Spike, bring that shit back, bro. Back to what America used to be.
Yeah, boy. Hey, once Trump said it, he was like, Lou was like, oh, bet. We back on it. We back up. Put the word out. We back up. Oh,
man. And he tried to enforce it too. He done said it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He said one time.
Boy, I'm thinking he got some issues on some reservations, boy.
Jeez. I think having Terry McLaurin would be helpful for them, bringing him back. So it's good to see him actually coming back. Even though I think earlier in the season there was a little disconnect between them, but I think they finally worked that out towards the end of the season and kind of got things cooking. But I think at this point, man, all these guys just go ahead and get their money. I think organizationally, who's more important, maybe Micah, I think maybe Trey, because, if they don't have, given what the defense did last year with him, I can only imagine what they'll do without him. So getting him in there and getting that resolved, would be good. So we'll see how that goes.
Real quick, Trey, I didn't realize he had like, how many sacks he had? 17, like seven was in two games. And then the other was in the span of like three or four games. All of his sacks came in about six games total. So them other games, he didn't do much of anything. The reason why I say Micah's most important is because you got to scheme every play for Micah. You got to scheme for Micah.
You had to shit on trade just to get to your point
about Micah. He did.
No, that's Micah, no. I was just
a better player though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's all. Because I like Trey. Trey got a high motor.
Yeah, look. Trey gets a lot of credit because he doesn't have help, and neither did Micah. But Trey didn't have no help. He didn't have no other. The secondary wasn't great. The linebacking core wasn't great, and there was nobody else on that D line. So what he did, even though I agree with you, Shelton, a lot of what he did was early on in the season and in a few games, but still, saying? Like, he still got pressures. He still was a dominant force single-handedly. I could say that more so than Micah. Micah, you can scheme him out, or he plays too aggressive. He plays too loosey-goosey. He's not about the details. And we saw that a lot with him, but it is what it is. But I do think Micah is more important. Micah is more generational, and he's younger. So you got to pay the